says, and we were honored to have the county exec in on Monday. And I am so confused. And I share that with a lot of the listeners because people ask me these questions, Bill, and I don't have answers. I thought when it was presented by the former Board of County Commissioners that we were going to have something unique, somewhat unique, in the Jefferson area off of Route 340 called the Jefferson Tech Park. Is that right? Is that the full name? Absolutely.
That's the full name.
Okay. Yeah. And I understand TIF, and you'll hear this name, and it basically is tax. What does it stand for? The
tax increment financing.
And basically, what it means is the tax dollars generated from specific properties in a TIF area sort of go back in to promote that infrastructure and whatever. Am I close? Whatever.
Layman. I'll read it to you.
Okay,
the best definition I've ever seen.
Sure. Thank you.
So you have a base value. Which is the value of the current asset, the current land.
It's a farmland.
Yep. Current farm is valued at X. And then the development increases the value.
Certainly.
Yep. So the higher assessed value results in additional property taxes.
Obviously.
Yeah. So a TIF, tax increment financing, means that the additional investment that raised the value of the land, mm-hmm. you build a building on it.
Right.
You take that additional tax money you're receiving.
The differential.
And you reinvest a portion of it to pay off the debt for whatever you used the TIF for.
Like roads, sewer, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, all the stuff you need to build it. And then the county gets the other portion.
Okay, so if I've understood that, it's been explained to me, but I'm going to take it even further down to my terms.
Okay.
If you have a farmland and you generate $100 a year in taxes.
Correct.
You build a building, and the building now generates $200 in taxes.
Yep.
So instead of the county getting that $200, $100 or a portion thereof goes back into the infrastructure of that building or where that building is.
Correct.
The difference, the whatever's left, then comes to the county.
Exactly.
So there is no – so when I've been told in the past, and I may have misunderstood because, it's way out of my area. If we're not talking about, nuclear science, I'm not with you. But I understood that none of the tax dollar comes back to the county in a TIF.
No. That's incorrect.
Okay. Help us out here.
Who would do that?
I would hope no one would, but that's what I was led to believe.
Yeah. So what you have is you have all these really smart people that understand nuclear science and stuff like you do.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And they're these bond attorneys that make a gazillion dollars.
Okay.
And they create all these agreements and they say, okay, public, this is the agreement. Scenario A, B, and C. And each one has a certain amount of revenue it's going to produce because that's how they determine how much it's worth, right, on the bond market. So they say, okay, A, B, and C being worst case, that, the mixed-use community, meaning retail, office, and houses, never produces any retail.
I mean revenue or retail?
Retail.
Retail.
Which means that you would never have any revenue from retail.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So that's the worst case scenario. Then maybe you'd never get a dollar. Mm-hmm. But that's like, the doomsday scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's not the case, especially in the Jefferson Tech Park. I mean, it's the best located community being built in Frederick right now. It has a new interchange on 340. So if you're thinking about commuting to Virginia, West Virginia, or even 70 or 270, you're literally right on the highway.
Okay.
So you're right there. So these bonds were very attractive. They were sold. And the projection is that it actually produces $6.1 million a year in tax revenue over the 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually is a net win for the county. She was probably talking about, the worst case doomsday scenario.
What about the there was a little bit – we had a little conversation – regarding the interchange, who pays for it, who maintains it, and I understood that she said that, again, I'm not quoting her, but I'm from memory, Frankie, you have to help me here, that we pick up a cost of maintaining that or not, or what's the story there?
Yeah, what happens, and this happens all the time in government, whether it's road maintenance, legal protection, meaning police and fires, the state and the county will trade.
Okay.
So we built this new interchange, and the county or the state said, well, we want these roads, and you guys take over the interchange. So it was a fair trade.
They paid. Who paid for the interchange?
The developer did using the TIF.
Oh, okay.
And that interchange, here you go, that interchange cost $15.5 million because it was built by a private entity compared to the interchange at Monocacy Boulevard and 15 that cost $70
million. Wow.
Now, the one up there is a little bigger.
I think it's $50 billion bigger.
Yep.
Talking about, we'll take a short break. I want to ask questions, and you can obviously ask questions. Bill Shreve is the county councilman at large. And now we have on the phone, I hope it's the right Jan, county exec.
Yes.
That's her, Jan Gardner is with us. Did I hope I did not misquote you, and if I did, I apologize.
Well, I will say that I do feel like I have fallen incorrect. A number of things that have been said. I really want to talk most about the Jefferson Tech Park, but since you brought up the SAFER grant for the 41 firefighters, I do want to say to Councilman Shreve that in order for the county to accept that grant, it had to be approved by the county council. So on their agenda on September 20th of 2016, it was presented by the fire chief and Chip Jewell from the Volunteer Fire Rescue Division, and our budget officer, and there was a 7-0 vote. So Councilman Shreve actually voted to accept this grant. And at the same time, the 10-year fire service plan, which involves staffing and stations and other things, was presented to the county council, and how this was going to be paid for was also presented. And that's not the first time that plan has been presented. So I find all of the discussion around that to have just been factually wrong.
Well, Councilman Shreve, what do you say?
I say that, you know, it was presented to us. We did vote on it. I never said I didn't vote for it. What I said is that your projections at that meeting showed a 4.4% increase in revenue, which is about $25 million a year, that would be coming into the county, and that's how you're going to pay for it. That's what I said.
Well,
is that factually incorrect?
And recognize that it was needed.
Is that factually incorrect?
Basis. So even if it was a 2% increase in the budget, wouldn't there be plenty of money to pay for this?
No, you said I was factually incorrect, and your tax revenue projections are $25 million a year, meaning your budget goes up $100 million in 4 years.
No, it
doesn't. That factually incorrect?
No, that's not true, Billy. And
well,
the budget is not going to go up 20% or $100 million over 4 years. That's just not even possible. So we haven't had a year where the budget has gone up $25 million. So I don't want to get into every budget year, but that's just dead wrong. So let's go back to the Jefferson Tech Park, because that's what I called in about.
Yes, ma'am.
The problem with the tax increment financing agreement with the Jefferson Tech Park is that 100% of the tax increment or the property tax revenue from the project, other than the base, which is only $81,000 a year, goes to the developer to pay for the debt for the infrastructure. So the county gets no incremental property tax from that development until 2043.
That's not true at all.
So the county gets $81,000 of the base ag tax every year, but we don't get anything else in terms of property tax revenue. That's the problem, because we're going to get hundreds of students, hundreds of calls for service, which we're already getting. We've already averaged 200 calls for service every year. And it's going to cost us, you know, $89 million over 30 years in lost property tax revenue.
No, what the MuniCap thing says, and those guys are much smarter than you and I, says $185 million in revenue over 30 years, which is about $6.2 million per year. So unless MuniCap, you know, did committed securities fraud, you're factually incorrect.
No, I'm not, Billy. Those were projections, and those projections are not coming true. Either options A, B, or C in that plan.
How many years are we into it?
Haven't happened. So
we're like a couple years into it.
It was $468,000, and we did not get one penny of it. And in fact, it's so short, it doesn't even cover the debt. So a special tax has to be assessed, which you guys approved for this development, to pay for it. So for 30 years, the property tax revenue will not even pay for the debt.
Jan, when did the thing start? It started in July of 13.
So if you get the new analysis, on what's actually happened.
Well, send me the new analysis.
From UNICAP, you will see that what you've just said is dead wrong.
It's not. You have to look at the project. You have to have a long-term view on this stuff. You can't say the first 2 years of something that's projected for 30 years is not working, and, you know, instead of $185 million in revenue, we're not going to get anything. That's short-sighted. Very short-sighted. It disappoints me that you're so short-sighted.
$185 million. None. Zero. We get nothing for 30 years under
that's not true.
Scenario A, B, and C.
That is so wrong.
And we're also in year four, Billy, not in year two.
I said 13, so that is 4 years. And did you listen to what I said?
UNICAP's most recent analysis shows that the county will get no property tax revenue above the 81,000 ag land, bare land rate.
Under what scenario?
30 years.
A, B, or C?
It's none of them. We don't even hit C.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true, Billy.
It isn't. How can you go from $185 million in revenue to zero?
I'll do a public presentation and present it to you. Because it's not true.
No, it is true.
Now, this is we're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, this is a good point to agree to disagree.
Yeah, we'll agree. One of the questions I asked, Jan, if you'll hang on a second, and Bill, I asked the other day, I was talking about recycling. You know I'm such a fan of recycling. And yeah. I was wondering, and wanted to know the difference, the cost differential, is if we stop recycling,
yeah,
would it be cost effective to do so, or do we continue recycling and where we cost us money? That's my perception. Am I off base, Bill? Am I off base?
No, it costs about $6.6 million total to recycle in Frederick County. It nets at about $4 million a year to recycle. So if you just collected it, didn't do anything with it, it would be a lot cheaper. It would be like a positive to the bottom line. So you'd actually make some money versus spending $4 million a year.
And County Exec, am I wrong thinking there? Is Bill wrong thinking?
If you take out the avoidance cost of landfilling,
And County Exec, am I wrong thinking there? Is Bill wrong thinking?
If you take out the avoidance cost of landfilling, recycling costs us about $3.4 million a year. So the rough numbers presented are correct. So it does cost us money to recycle. We do recycle for lots of reasons. One of them is state law. And if we don't hit a certain recycling rate, which we do exceed by a fair amount, then we would have certain penalties that would come into play. So then that would negate that $3.4 million.
So, see, we agree on something, Jan. We agree recycling costs over $3 million a year to make us feel good.
No, or to stick with the state law.
It does cost us $3 million a year, and I think it's the purpose of recycling is beneficial for us socially and environmentally. But we're required by law to do it as well.
But what happens when we collect all that recycling and no one buys it? We just throw it away anyway.
No, we don't throw it away anyway, Billy. We do get some revenue, which is in all of that math we just talked about for recycling. Now, sometimes there are things that we can't sell. So I will agree that there are times when we can't sell all the materials that we have.
See, we've agreed twice.
Varies.
I feel so good now. I'm going to sleep great tonight.
Well, I'm glad. I have become the matchmaker here.
Yes, it's amazing.
Well, go ahead, Jan.
I just do want to say that it is important for people to know the truth about the Jefferson Check Park deal. I do think it's the worst financial deal in the history of the county, and we are.
I thought the downtown hotel was
$1 million of property tax revenue.
Didn't you do a TIF for a downtown hotel?
I couldn't hear you.
Didn't you promote the TIF for the downtown Frederick Hotel? Isn't that the worst financial deal in Frederick County history?
We haven't done a TIF for the downtown hotel. And it appears that what we are going to do, Billy, is invest money to support public parking. And Frederick County government has money in public parking for every downtown parking deck. So there's nothing unusual about that. So I don't think you're going to see us do a TIF or do a TIF like you're thinking.
But that was proposed.
Hotel partnership. So
that was proposed, right?
So you can't say it's a bad deal. It's certainly nothing like it because in no case with a commercial or business project would we give away 100% of the property taxes. And we just shouldn't do residential TIFs. That's the bottom line. Residential TIFs.
It's a mixed use community. It has office, retail, and residential in it. It's all three.
It doesn't have any office or retail yet. It may in the future.
Yeah, it might be the best.
That project too. Aren't you the realtor for the Jefferson Tech Park?
No, I'm not. That's an incorrect statement. Okay. You are factually wrong. You are factually wrong.
I am. I'd like to be a realtor. So sweet. Jan, thank you for your call in. Billy, thank you for your back and forth. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm glad that Jan and I can agree that recycling costs us over $3 million a year. And that she said I was factually wrong, and then she was factually wrong. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we're even.
Well, it's fascinating because if you're listening to this and you're not familiar with county government or politics, it has to do with two philosophies, and that's what the easiest way to say it. So if you're sitting up in Boonesboro or Fricklesburg or Manitoba, and you're hearing saying, well, it's interesting because these are the two philosophies that go on in every town, every city throughout the country. So when you start hearing, well, let's recycle, it may make you think, wait a minute, recycle is not profitable. It may make you feel good, or it may make you in compliance with state law. I don't know what's the penalty. Sometimes it's cheaper to pay the penalty, like on Obamacare.
Absolutely.
Like on Obamacare, than it is to buy the insurance.
You're absolutely right, Tim. But I would say, and I think with a lot of listeners, that there are two philosophies, but also when, and I would apply this to both the county exec and the councilman, that when they both say facts are different from what each other have,
right,
then it gets real confusing.
It does.
Yeah, but I'll get you the facts. I mean, I showed you the facts that I have, and my facts aren't lying at this point. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the facts she has, and I'm not sure you guys have either.
Well, one of the questions also, we're going to take a very short break for a belly buster, but also